Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, my brothers, my sisters, is the second Sunday of Easter, also called Divine Mercy Sunday. First reading will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 118. Second reading will be taken from the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, verses 17 to 19. Gospel reading for this Sunday will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Prompted by Mercy, Convinced by Faith. Prompted by a dream, St. John convincingly noted in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus has conquered suffering, sin, and death. Hence, our sufferings, sins, and deaths will surely be overshadowed by the knowledge of the glory of the risen Lord. For the risen Lord has reordered the old order of things and has made all things new. Revelations chapter 21. As believers of the truths of the Lord's resurrection, open to his transforming grace, we are rest assured that the Lord will surely replace our failures with success, pains with joy, our sickness with wellness, our sins with his mercy, and our deaths with complete happiness in his kingdom. Romans chapter 4 verse 21 says, "We are fully convinced that God will do what he had promised." And so the psalmist says in Psalm 130 verse 5, "I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in his word I trust." However, my brother, my sister, our challenge today is how to utilize and renew the given fruits of the resurrection and how to ensure that the measure of God's fullness in our hearts is not reduced by trifles and glamours in our world. In other words, our convincing faith in the risen Lord is an immeasurable gift of God, and by it we were elevated, dignified, renamed, filled with God's love, joy, and peace. But attainment of complete joy, peace, and love of God is constantly threatened. Hence, we fear the loss of God's love. We worry about our failures. And as we get older, we fear loss of heaven, worry about going to hell, and most often about the bitterness, ingratitude, anger, and malice that haunt us. In other words, we are trapped or chained by the trifles, glamours, fears, and worries of life. However, we are rest assured by the last seed of faith in us that the risen Lord will come to us in the midst of our lusts, worries, and fears to revive our dreams and our mission. And so, my brother, my sister, if our weaknesses and life challenges have made it impossible to be, in word and action, a father and mother, a holy priest or deacon, a generous and kind person, then we must wait for the one who has the last word on everything said and done. He has the final say. Not man, not woman, but the Lord, the risen Lord, has the final say about you. He will come to us in the midst of our fears, our worries, and fallen states to breathe on us His divine mercy. Yes, He will breathe on us His divine mercy. He will come in there, in those locked rooms, to shield us, to revive our dripping spirit, to enlighten our hearts, to say to us, go, your sins are forgiven, sin no more. Thus, my brother, my sister, prompted by the Lord's divine mercy, we are convinced that we are bearers of His unending mercy, called to breathe into our families and communities the fruits of His mercy. Yes, we are bearers of His mercy, called to bestow mercy, called to bestow love, called to be forgiving, to be kind, to be generous. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must find a way to appreciate Jesus' mercy and never give in to unbelief, regret, or doubt. Never give in to the enemy's words, but be encouraged that the Lord is kind and that the Lord is merciful. He invites you today to accept His mercy and also to pass it on to others. May the Lord bless us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in You. Jesus, we trust in You. Be merciful to us.